Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Here we are, hour number two of Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. With Joe, we answer gardening questions. We try to help you be the best gardener you can be. Our main focus is really plant resilience, healthy environment, deeper roots, because really if the root zone is healthy, the plant is healthy. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. A way we know we can always kind of really get good information to you is we have these incredible gardening experts we have on. Last hour we had Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, and this hour we have the wonderful Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Hello, Anita.
Hello, Danny. How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm here in San Antonio, Texas, doing a satellite show.
And I'm here in Houston, Texas, in the studio.
Yeah, I love that. I love being in the studio with you, so I'm kind of missing that fun together there.
Me
all
too.
The jokes during the breaks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I brought pastries for everybody, and you missed out.
What? Oh, pastries. Well, I'll have to have some pastries myself later. There's a cool little shop down the street here. Well, we're here. Anita and I are just want to kind of get into your gardening questions, talk about what's on your mind. One thing that Anita and I really wanted to explore is gardening in containers this hour and just how difficult it is in the summer and some special kind of requirements that are really necessary for you to have the utmost success doing that.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so we are going to take a quick break. Rafe Montgomery, I see you. Totally, totally excited about your question. Looking forward to it. We're going to hit you up directly after this break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Anita Nelson.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
More answers to your gardening questions are on the way. This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in Kingwood, the livable forest. We're located at 1675 North Park Drive. And just in this weekend, we got in our fall seed. We've got wildflower seed, Texas bluebonnets, and milkweed. You want to sow your bluebonnets and other Texas wildflowers now through December. Stop by the Garden Center. We've got a beautiful selection of Native American seed, and you'll learn more about incorporating wildflowers into your home landscape. Also this weekend at Warren's, we have our ongoing Hotspot Red Dot special where you can save up to 50% on azaleas and other beautiful blooming shrubs. Now is the time to build your soil. Quality soil is vital when it comes to achieving beauty in the landscape. Don't miss out on our soil sale. We've extended it through this weekend. It's our mix and match special. 5 bags for $29.99. Our Gardener's Magic or Rose Mix while supplies last. It's really important to build your soil now. It's a great time to revitalize the soil in your garden, get your beds ready for fall. So don't miss out on our mix and match soil special going through this weekend. And don't forget to check us out on our Facebook and Pinterest page for more information on our ongoing specials and also on how to be successful in your gardening endeavors. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Diane, nice word, nice word. I thank you for the reminder to be planting bluebonnets soon because you always forget. You know, you don't plant them in the spring, you plant them in the fall.
That's right, and getting beds ready, too, although it's kind of hot to be doing that, moving heavy soil around, but it's worth it. It really pays off for fall gardening.
Yeah, it really does. The more you can do, the earlier you can prep, the better your success will be. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita Nelson, the wonderful Anita Nelson, here with me, Danny Milliken, talking gardening. Love to hear what's on your mind, 713-572-4610. And we want to hear from Ray. Ray, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Danny. Quick question. We redid a front flower bed at our home in Montgomery last November. Now, we cannot keep the weeds out. I mean, it's like they've taken over. Any suggestions?
Are you pulling weeds? Is that how you're getting rid of them?
Yes, ma'am. We have been pulling them, but they come right back.
Oh, gosh. I bet the soil that you brought in had some weed season. And I battle that problem constantly myself.
Okay. Any suggestions?
Ray, the ideal situation for me would be to send us some pictures of the weeds, because each weed can handle its own kind of regimen of control, and we can learn a lot from what actual weeds you've got there. Does that make sense? So it's if you have a certain group of weeds.
Is there an email address I can send it to?
Well, if you just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, there's a Ask Danny button. You can hit that and send in a picture.
Okay.
And Ray, your flower bed is not surrounded by weeds, right? Correct? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. So
it's between a sidewalk and the house.
Well, then, in my own experience, I have to use regular soil in propagating bog plants, and it's loaded with weed seeds. Mm-hmm. And so I constantly have to pull the weeds out. So I would suggest a pre-emergent also to keep them from germinating the seeds that are in there that came with the soil.
Okay.
So you get one group of weeds weeded out, get your pre-emergent down. There's still going to be some weeds coming up. You can pull them. And eventually, those weed seeds are going to run out. They're not going to be there anymore, especially if you're in an area that there aren't any weedy fields around where you live, too.
Well, there's a vacant lot next door to us.
A vacant lot. Well, that's a problem because, that's probably where weed seeds can get blown into that flower bed, birds. But if you've never had a problem in that flower bed before with weeds, then my guess is
we did not start having a real problem until we redid it in November.
Yeah, I think the soil
of last year.
Some of the soil that they bring in comes from it's river soil, and weed seeds get caught, run down a river, and they get caught up in the, I don't know. It's just
right.
I have this problem. I know exactly what you're coming from with this.
Ray, let's talk about your mulch a little bit. How heavily do you have this bed mulched?
Right now, there's no mulch in it. We had it mulched fairly thick, probably 2.5 to 3 inches.
Uh-huh. What about using pine straw? Have you thought about using that? A good thick layer of pine straw keeps a lot of weed seeds from germinating. It's another technique I use in my pathways, but not in where I'm growing my plants.
Okay.
So, Ray, I would consider possibly just doing a line trimmer job and just knocking down the weeds with a line trimmer, and then being able to have the mulch on hand to do good mulch, though maybe not the mulch you've used before, and really piling it on, 2-3 maybe 3-4 inches, just to really kind of get no more sun, because weeds love sun and they love disturbed soils.
Right.
And sounds like a new bed with no mulch on it, that's really going to invite weeds just generally. But please do send us some pictures. Just homeshowgardenpros.com. There's a button called Ask a Pro. Hit that button, you will get an answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, weeds are a discouraging reality when it comes to gardening.
Yeah, they really are, especially, I do it every single day. I'm weeding every day.
Right. No,
me
too.
I pull, I do everything.
Yeah, I mean, I in my veggie beds, you really can't do quite as deep a layer.
Mm-hmm.
Of mulch, and so you have to do a little bit more weeding. But once you get that population going, it really is tough to stop the seeds from kind of doing it. And so, composting, things like that maybe can break down the edge of the seed, but keeping a mulch layer, especially on flower beds, just at all times. It'll conserve water. It'll improve root health. Don't use red or black mulch, but any of the native mulches are so great.
And persistence pays off. because I'm getting a continual new flow of soil that I have to deal with, yeah, I'm bringing in new weed seeds, but eventually that source of weed seeds is going to dry up in a garden, and you're not going to have as many of them.
That's exactly right. And the longer they're there, for most of the weeds, yeah, they're not very long-range seeds.
Right. And the other thing I tell my staff to do is, okay, you don't have time to weed. You're busy. You've got to get something done. Get the seed head off.
Yeah,
at least. If you can't pull the weed, get that seed head off and out of there before it can spread more seeds.
That's good advice. Mm-hmm. Good advice right there. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and that's what we do. We give good advice. 713-572-4610. And we'll be back in a flash.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are answering your gardening questions, having a fun time doing it. Danny Milliken here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We talk and talk and talk about soil on the show because it is so important to maintain and improve your soil. If it's a weed problem, if it's a plant health problem, a fungal problem, an insect problem, all of them can be extremely reduced as a problem by improving your soil. And for me, the best way to do that is by using Nature's Way resources, mulches, composts, and their blends. We were just talking about Ray talking about all these weeds he's got to deal with. Well, weeds generally like poor soil. They generally make a lot of seeds and don't like real rich soil. So we can actually reduce the number of weeds, reduce our weed stress by using Nature's Way resources compost as a mulch or their incredible mulches to mulch our spaces. You can use compost to improve lawn function, flower gardens, vegetable gardens. Improving the soil in those spaces actually will improve the healthier trees, which are easily your most valuable commodity. So start strong. Add Nature's Way resources, soils, mulches, and compost to garden, lawn, and landscaping. All their stuff is made with organic materials. It is perfectly safe for pets. It's a way to really have beautiful, lush lawns without doing anything that's dangerous for your kids or pets. So a pretty easy choice to do something that's going to work really great, look really great, and be totally safe for your folks. Just north of the Woodlands, Nature's Way Resources also has a really cool native plant nursery, and they have a bunch of species eligible for the new low water use 50% water bill. It's a 50% water bill rebate for residents of the Woodlands, and so they have a bunch of plants that are available for that list. So for great information on their awesome compost, where to find it, this rebate, and just their really wonderful website, check them out, naturewayresources.com.
Hello, it's Anita, and we're back with Danny Milliken on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Call us with your garden questions.
That's right. We went through a lot of lawn questions in the first hour, so do have this quick break to talk about some of our topics. But what's happening at Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens right now?
Well, right now it's the dog days of summer, and we actually call it the frog days of summer at Nelson's because we're water garden is our big focus. And I invite everybody to go to our Facebook page because every day I feature an amazing picture of a frog on a water lily. And the photography is all done by one of our employees actually partners, Mike Sweezy, is this amazing photographer, and it's incredible pictures. So visit our Facebook page just to see this great photography. And then during Frog Days of Summer, we put all of our nursery stock on sale 50% off.
Oh.
It's so hot out, we don't want to water it, so why don't you take it home and you can water it. And I have found in years past that it's best to, if you buy any type of potted nursery plants that you want to put in your garden, to just take them home, put them in a shady area, keep them watered, baby them, and when the rains start in the fall, then put them in the ground, and they'll just take off and do well. But you can get them on sale, 50% off at our nursery, and a lot of our co-op nurseries are also having nursery stock specials. So it's a good time to stock up plants, and if you're willing to take that investment of taking care of them until fall when you can plant them, it's a great idea, I think.
Any tips? You know, people are thinking about buying plants on sale. I've always been a little bit resistant to it because I want just the highest possible quality plant I can get. But, hey, 50% off is 50% off. And I know you guys carry great plants, but people get them home, get in the shade. Do, you know, are roots an issue? Should they bump them up right away or just wait and let the rain do the work?
Well, if you have the extra pots on hand and some soil, I definitely bump them up because most of them are pot bound. The roots have completely filled up that soil, that nursery can, and then that extra soil will help that plant and also hold more water for the plant. But if you can't, well, then a shady area, and not too much shade, of course.
Sure.
And then I would use Nature's Way seaweed,
Super seaweed.
Yeah, that's my favorite product to use on a potted plant because you can't burn your plant with it. So if you are one of these people who thinks, well, if a little bit is great, then a lot will be better. Well, the seaweed is one of those that you have a great margin for error that you won't burn the plants with. And I love the challenge of taking a plant that is, yellowing and doesn't look so great and bringing it back to life. It makes me feel good.
Well, one way that nature builds resiliency is by stressing plants out, right? You know, droughts, too much water, fire, right? All these things are ways that plants get stressed out, and they always come back a little bit stronger. So I think that's awesome. I do love the idea of making sure you pay attention to the roots because, you know, you may have a plant that looks beautiful above the top of the container, but, you know, if you can take a check at those roots, you can know how quickly your action items need to happen.
And that's not hard to do with nursery stock. Because you just have to tap the pot and you can tug the plant out gently. And you can see that if the roots are totally filled up, then you know it's time to what we call bump it up, move it up to the next largest nursery container that you can. If you keep them on hand, a lot of people throw them away. I suggest you always keep a few extra ones sitting around in your yard. You never know when you might need one.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Filling in gaps or make an area a little more dense, things like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're gonna talk about can kind of continue the conversation on container plants.
Yep.
Right when we get back, and one of the first things that I want to focus on is what to do with those roots before we get them in the pot. So we're gonna hit that right after this quick break. Again, I'm here with Anita Nelson, a wonderful plant specialist from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear your gardening question. I'm Danny Milliken and here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, one of our resident pros, whereas the co-op members really dishing out great gardening knowledge. Anita, hello.
Good morning, Danny.
And we got Bill from Oak Forest on the phone. Hey, Bill. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Except it's hot.
Boy, Nelson Water Gardens, what a resource. Thank you for offering that to the community. I have a question about plumeria. I got a cutting of plumeria that forks about 24 inches up and is like maybe 40 inches tall altogether. And I'm hoping that I can pot the thing intact, that I don't have to cut it into pieces. And it's hardened off at the base, but there's a fissure in it. And I'm wondering, should I recut it clean at an angle and let it harden off? And then is it okay to plant it deep in the pot so it will, you know, stay upright? Or do I need to cut it into smaller, separate pieces?
Well, it depends on how much space you have when you need to move it inside. Do you have to move it inside as a bigger plant?
Plenty of space.
I keep it intact. What about you, Danny? And if with a fissure, it's healed itself. So my first instinct is to, pot the whole thing up the way it is. Once it's branches, that's when it's going to start blooming too. But Danny, do you have any suggestions?
With plumeria and a lot of the kind of fast-growing cuttings like that, I'd like to nick the trunk when I put it in the ground. You'll see the little kind of bud scars all over the base of it that's going to go on the ground. And giving it a little nick above and below those, just with a knife, just like one little simple cut, nothing too much. But it'll kind of let water get in the trunk a little bit, put on some new roots. You'll get a little bit better root system if you want to plant it deep in that pot.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Well, I really appreciate the information. Thank you.
But how gorgeous are plumeria flowers, right? They're so great.
They really are.
Oh, yeah. Actually, these are for some friends of mine in Northern California. I was there, and it was a gift to someone who's like the elder of the community. And I said, let me find out the best way to do that, because I think you can pot that intact. But I just wanted to, I wasn't sure.
It's one of the joys of gardening here is we can grow plumerias. Such an extraordinary flower.
I mean, a lot of times, 40 inches is maybe too much for a stick for starting plumeria, but you know, it's always good to try stuff, and if you don't want to break it up, then don't break it up. That's my best advice for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great morning. Thanks
a lot, Bill. Have a great day. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros talking with the Houstonians out there, giving gardening advice, and we're going to go to Ed. Hey, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. I spoke with you guys last week about my loblolly pines and getting some shavings in the driveway a bunch. I sent you an email and with three photographs on it, but I hadn't heard anything back from you. I didn't know whether you received the email or not.
I've been on vacation in Arkansas, which is gorgeous. Ton of pines up there, different kinds. But I did see the picture, and I think it's probably just squirrels enjoying the pine cones.
Okay.
It doesn't look like you've got any trunk damage. A lot of times when there's trunk damage, it'll be in a ring. And it looks like you're totally fine there. I think it's just squirrels.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it on several of my other loblollies also. So, and that's what I'm thinking. The core, it looks like the core of the pine cone is what they leave, and kind of like the core of an apple.
Yeah, you're not far off there. It's really, they get in there and they, you know, the pine nuts. Even loblolly has pine nuts, right? Little bitty nuts in the pine cone, and when it's green. Just right after it's green, before it falls, that's when the squirrels will get to it. So it's never that dark brown of like pine cones we see on the ground, but it's not the green of a fresh one. It's a tan, kind of an in-between. So they're having a buffet, you know.
They're having a buffet. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, and on the plumeria, our daughter brought us one back from Hawaii, and it said to plant it 2 inches deep.
Yeah, on the shorter. So did you hear he had 40-inch? He had a 40-inch stalk.
Oh, no, I didn't know how long he had. No.
Yeah, so now the shallower is a lot of times what you wouldn't get because it'll grow pretty quickly. And a lot of times people are dealing with 8-inch pieces or 9-inch pieces, but he has a huge piece. So.
Oh, yeah. Would be much deeper then.
Yeah. Right. Well, thanks so much, Ed. And, you know, thanks for being patient with the email. We love answering emails, but I was just there without service for a stretch. So.
And Arkansas is a great place.
It is. And you know what? Recently, I think this week, I was looking through, and there was quite a few fallen green pine cones. And I, like, dug into the pine cone to see what I could see. And sure enough, every little wing had a little nut at the base. And so I can get why the squirrels get after it, because those things are expensive.
Well, all of my loblollies came from Georgia Pacific up there in Crawford, Arkansas. My brother-in-law was a division engineer for them. And every time they come visit, he'd grab a handful of pine cones or of of saplings that they were using for their reforestation programs and bring me a bag of them. And when we first bought the property, we started planting them. And shoot, you can see the size of the trunk. They're, you know, almost 2.5 feet in diameter.
Yeah, good-looking trees.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can always spot them because their bark is so distinctive, too.
Yep.
They have the big plates.
Can tell a redwood. That's how you can tell a redwood tree by its bark.
Mm-hmm.
Or a dogwood tree, I mean.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, well, Ed, thanks so much, man. And I want to encourage you. You don't have a real crisis, but, you know, those squirrels can be pretty assertive, especially once they get in the area.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed.
Tree bark is fascinating, Anita, because some trees, you know, their bark has medicinal qualities, right? Like elm bark is a painkiller.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we had an issue at Herman Park with squirrels eating the bark off of whole branches. And we talked to an arborist about it who was really knowledgeable and stuff. He's like, yeah, you probably have pregnant squirrels that just want the painkiller element because they're, you know, they're really struggling right now. So
goodness. Is that the elm, the native elm to this area, the shaggy bark elm?
Yeah, the cedar elm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly went to town on the bark. Took off the whole top half of the tree.
Oh, my goodness. So. You must have a lot of squirrels there at the park.
There are so many squirrels at the park, for sure. Well, thanks a lot from Ed. Also, Bill, good questions, both of you guys. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Love taking your questions. Love talking to you guys. Houston, 713-572-4610. Let's keep these questions going. And Anita and I are going to jump into, you know, what to do with your pots. It's summertime. It's hot. Those plants are struggling. Get some good advice going here. So stay tuned. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. We are all about success in the garden and finding successful solutions. And one of our partners, a great place to find successful solutions, is Southwest Fertilizer. So pretty cool name, Southwest Fertilizer. Really kind of gives you the image of gardening help, of people who know what they're talking about, because you and I know there's tons of fertilizers out there. And Southwest Fertilizer carries tons of fertilizers. They got kind of every option that you want, all the organic, all the synthetic. But they also have a bunch of other cool facets. Like, did you know it's one of the best birding stores in the city? They have premium bird feeders. They have birding for a budget stuff, all the feed you could want, all the new squirrel-proof, you know, new instruments to keep the squirrels away from your bird feed. They have a huge mower shop in back, not only for selling top-notch mowers and top-notch line trimmers. They got the best brands, Toro, Steel, all the best brands back there. But they also do repairs. So if you've lost your gardening mojo and you think it might be your mower, take it in for a tune-up. Take it in for a sharpening. It can make a huge difference. Again, we mentioned their awesome organic corner with a bunch of our favorite kind of soil amendments, soil improvers, plant foods, all in that front corner. But the best part is not all the stuff they got there. It's not their 90-foot wall of tools. It's not their premium dog food brands or their great selection of seasonal plants. It's the team. It's the staff there. They know what they're doing. They want to help you. They literally want to, like, make sure that you get success. That's what makes Southwest Fertilizer so amazing, is just this incredible team that's there. If they don't have it, they want to help you find it. There's something that you've used in the past. I have a client one time that she swore by vitamin C and vitamin C for her plants. And, you know, she had a hard time finding it. Well, Southwest Fertilizer found it for her. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place like it. Not only is it exceptional service, but it's kind of like sliding back to an old feed store. Really cool spot. So Houston Lawn and Garden Tradition since 1955. 5828 Bissonnette Street at Renwick. Really cool spot. Check out their website. A lot of different options. Sometimes good coupons on there. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
And we're back with Danny Milliken and myself, Anita Nelson, on Sports Radio 610, The Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. And we're ready with garden questions. Let's see who's on the board. I can't see the board. It is Dan.
John.
No, Dan. I can't even see the board with my glasses on. Do I need a new prescription? I think so.
I think so. But, you know, you don't need glasses to answer gardening questions with your exceptional skill. So, Don, you are here on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I had a question. I heard you say a little bit ago not to use black or red mulch. I was curious as to why.
Well, let's ask a question first real quick. Is it Don or Dan?
Don.
Okay, great. Nice. Okay. That's good. Well, Anita can answer this question just as well as I can. But part of it is the dye they're using to color those things. Excuse me. Just like a visceral reaction to the dye they use to color those things is actually a root. It can really stimulate. It can reduce root growth. It can actually stymie the growth of roots of the plant that you're putting the black or red mulch around. I've dug multiple holes near plants to assess their problem where they've had this mulch, and you'll see the soil is stained from kind of the drain off of the color dye, and there'll be no roots. You know, could be 2 feet away from a tree and there's no roots there. That's a problem. Got to have good roots for good, healthy plants. It seems a little bit simple, but anytime you're slowing down root growth, you're doing something that's maybe a little less good for the plant.
If you go and observe some of these landscapes where they've used that red or black mulch, you'll notice the plants are just kind of sitting there. They're not spreading or growing, too, because of that root growth being restricted. So it's like a plant mulch, and it doesn't fill in the area, because eventually that's your goal in a garden, is that you don't see the mulch because the plant is growing very healthy and vigorously.
Yeah, that is the problem I'm having now.
Mm-hmm.
I've used black mulch for the landscaping in the front of the house for the last 4 years or so, and it seems to be getting me nowhere. So,
yeah, it's just a slow burn, right? It's like a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and then you start getting large sections of your shrubs die, and it's like, oh, what's the problem? And you treat that, and you treat that, but it might even be just your mulch. So Nature's Way Resources has a beautiful compost. It's really dark. It's really lovely. And to kind of recover a space, you can put it down as a mulch at 2 inches, something like that, around plants. And it really can keep kind of that beautiful color, but really build that soil back up to where it needs to be to sustain life.
Well, Danny, let me ask you a question about that, though. So Don has used the black mulch. Does he remove that mulch and then put down Nature's Way?
I would say it depends on how fresh it is. I wouldn't really worry about removing the black mulch just because much of that dye –
yeah.
It's already in the soil.
Yes.
Okay.
But, Jay, you're down in Galveston. Ma's Nursery over there, I think, is it? Kind of I don't really know the street it's on, but it's near Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
And they have bulk compost that's pretty quality. So that's something. And I think that on the island, there's the little nursery there. Super cute spot, but they sell bags of Nature's Way Resources. That might be a place you start and see if they got, because you're a long way from Conroe, so delivery would be really high. But, you know, if you want to recover and do the best, you can get the best stuff. That's kind of always been my principle.
Danny, would Humates Plus also help recover that area?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, what it does is it can collate some of the bad minerals and chemicals that are in there at the same time while providing carbon to the space. So, two good solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Don, for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and, you know, hate to be a bummer about that stuff, because it does really have – the black especially has a really sharp appeal to my taste. And so I definitely get the draw on using that stuff. But got to protect our roots. That's our number one thing. So awesome. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Answering your questions. Jim, I see you next up after this quick break, and we'll be back very, very quickly. So, Home Show Garden
Native Pros. Plants, party, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, everybody. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. Love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear your questions. I'm Danny, sitting here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is just dishing out awesome information.
Thank you, Danny. Looks like we have another caller.
Yeah, Jim, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Good morning, Danny and Anita. Love the show. My question is about our fig tree. I've got a really large, really healthy fig tree, probably 25, 30 foot diameter, and had hundreds and hundreds of figs on it this year, and within a 2 week period, they virtually disappeared. We do have a lot of coons in the area, not many squirrels, tons of birds, of course, and I was curious who's taking the figs.
Well, Danny, you're the fruit guy, so I'm guessing birds, but what do you think?
Jim, it's my experience with figs that everybody loves them. And so I can't imagine any animal that was in the area, learned they were there, and didn't go just harvest. It's a tough thing about them. We can kind of pick them right before they're ripe.
That's what I was waiting for. I had about a few more days to a week, and I figured they were mine.
So that I would say you're probably leaning towards, and you may not want to hear this too much, but the main culprit of animals that eats unripe stuff are rats. And if it's near a fence or a power line, it could be kind of just on the highway at nighttime where they're stopping. Now, raccoons they'll take 20 or so at a time. Like they're not – one raccoon will take 20 or so at a time. So they can be pretty greedy too. So, I mean, what I always tend to do with figs is prune them down, keep them smaller, keep them a little more protectable and easier to harvest because the fruit's always going to grow in that new year growth, right? So it's going to be way at the top, way on the side, sometimes harder to get for you and easier to get for others.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, I was just curious because they beat me to them. And we lost the crop, but I'll watch out next year and get them early.
Well, thanks for feeding the wildlife. That's the worst, though, man. When you get I lost all my peaches last year, every one of my peaches, and it was the same thing you're talking about, Jim. I'm like every day. I'm like, oh, they are 2 days away. They're gone.
it was literally overnight. Of course, from one weekend to the next, they were gone.
Yeah, that is it's just one of those, no. So, but I get you, man. What kind of figs you got?
I'm not sure. It's a third generation tree from in-laws, from grandma up in Manor, Texas. Mm. It's been grown off of cuttings, and it's about 20 years old now.
That's so wonderful. Yeah, we have some heirloom figs in our family from my dad's aunt's older relative. So older, maybe husband's grandmother or something like that. It's like a 100-year-old strain of fig, and it's really delicious. It's kind of a yellowish fig.
That's how this one, it's kind of a yellowish fig. It never gets very dark even when ripe.
Yeah, I guess that makes it a little tougher on the monitoring it. You got to get up close.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thanks so much for the call, man. But keep it up. Keep up the good work. Worst things could have happened to the crop, I guess, when it comes down to
Jim, where is this fig? Is it near a wooded area or anything like that?
No, we're in a subdivision, mm-hmm. but the lots are like 3/4 of an acre to an
okay.
acre.
Yeah.
And it's you know, against the fence on the side of the house between the neighbors.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go check the neighbors.
Nice.
Yep.
Sneaking over.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much for the call, Jim. Have a wonderful
great
gardening
show.
Day.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've never harvested a fig either, but I'm in a wooded area, so I'm pretty sure after listening to you, Danny, I've been feeding the wildlife in the woods around my house.
Which is a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I don't mind, honestly. I've never been able to harvest a pineapple guava for probably the same reason.
Yeah, that one's even worse because the birds eat the flowers.
Exactly.
Till the fruit sets.
You said that mockingbirds like to eat them, and sure enough, I've got lots of mockingbirds. So, and that's okay. I'm happy to feed them. I'm happy to.
Yeah,
feed
I mean,
them.
I guess one way to always kind of combat it is by having another group of pineapple guava or mm-hmm. another fig or something like that. I don't know. I live right by a bird sanctuary, and I just don't lose my figs. I lose other crops, mm-hmm. but the figs. But I know everybody loves figs.
Yeah.
So.
There are lots of raccoons where I live and possums and foxes too.
Yeah, so. I know those animals are all just so big, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's so many of them.
Yeah.
The bigger animal you're dealing with, the more they're going to eat. I mean, I got kids, I know. So awesome. Well, Jim, thanks for that question. Don, great question. You guys really bringing it. I love it so much.
Yes.
I'm Danny Milliken here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we're answering your gardening questions. Love to hear. We got time for a couple more. 713-572-4610.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. MicroLife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding MicroLife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. MicroLife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Yes, it's time. Fall tomatoes are in stock. Get them in the ground now. Good morning. I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. And don't forget the peppers. They are loving the heat. We have large 2-gallon plants loaded with fruit. Take advantage of the large selection and low pricing. And for the kids, don't forget it's time to plant those pumpkins. They'll get a great kick out of growing their own jack-o'-lantern. The hummingbirds will be zooming in soon. Are you ready? Our selection of feeders is extensive, and we have dye-free food. The real secret to attracting these aerial dancers is nectar plants in the landscape. Whether you have sun or shade, we can help you turn your garden into a hummer's paradise with nectar-rich perennials and evergreens. Those summer-blooming perennials need a break. Give them a light haircut, feed them with Arbor Gate Blend, and a top dress of Arbor Gate Soil Complete. That is the boost they need for a fall full of blooms. The Arbor Gate Blend and Arbor Gate Soil Complete, that famous 1-2 punch. Our much-anticipated fall schedule is online at arborgate.com or on our app. Subscribe, and we will keep you informed on all events. And for all you master gardeners, most classes are eligible for CEUs. Come visit us at 15635 FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place, the Arbor Gate. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, talking with Anita Nelson. Anita, we finally have a little bit of time to get into potting tips, how to take care of those hot summer pots during this super stressful season. What are some of your top tips for that?
My top tips are to give the plants a light pruning and to fertilize them with the super seaweed or the other MicroLife products, the liquids, especially on Fridays, because Friday starts with F, which is also fertilizer starts with F. And that's how I remember every Friday. I just water my plants with the super seaweed instead of just plain water. And because every time you water the plants, and anything that drains out also flushes out some of the nutrition in the soil, it's no longer available to the plant. And you can even tell by looking at your plant if it is in a depleted soil, because it'll be either, the fancy term is chlorotic, which actually it means yellowed, or it kind of has this kind of washed out, faded look about it. And, you know, I went on a trip. I wish it was a vacation, but it wasn't. But I went on a trip and I came back, and my plants had that faded out look on them. And I fertilized them that Friday. And, of course, they're greening up nicely right now. But, Danny, before we go into that, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure, yeah.
And it's about critters. I have an armadillo in my garden, and he is digging up everything. And he had a big hole, and I filled it with gravel, because I learned if you put gravel in a hole, armadillos, the gravel, when they dig in the gravel just rolls back into the hole, so it kind of blocks their hole up. But he's just wreaking havoc in my garden. I was wondering if you had any tips, and I'll bet there are listeners out there probably are having armadillo problems right now too, because it's dry, and they're coming in because it's dry where they live, and they want to come to a place where it's wetter, which is your lawn or garden that you're irrigating.
The only real kind of comment I've got about armadillos is that they eat underground insects usually, sometimes underground waste, like things that have fallen, bigger seeds that have fallen, kind of eroded, not eroded, but corroded acorns. But they really love grubs, and June bug larvae are very, very common in our soil. We got a lot of different grubs, but a way to reduce grub population is by aerating and deepening roots a little bit, really opening up the soil for more diversity. And so in theory, right, we can kind of compost top dress, treat the soil to push the roots deeper and open up a lot of the micro tunnels that the compost life makes, and we'll have fewer grubs that way, and we'll have fewer armadillo damage. But the state of Texas just has so much history with people trying everything to stop armadillos. And what usually happens is the armadillo chooses that place as a nursing place, a place to raise kids, and you have a bigger problem.
Well, you know, I kind of shrug a little bit and say, okay, that armadillo is tilling up my soil for fall gardening, which he is doing a really fantastic job of doing it right now. So, you know, I'll live with him for a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes we get shallow armadillo damage, and you'll see like a bunch of holes right in one area.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good sign we have too many grubs, which really needs to change, because they're universal eaters. They'll just eat whatever's in front of them, including roots. And if you have a lot of them, then you have an issue. So to me, it's one of those like, okay, it's a symptom of a problem, which is the grubs, which is also a symptom of a problem, which is a lack of organic material in the soil. And so to me, that's just like the solution is to improve the soil is the way to get rid of armadillos.
Which seems to be the solution for everything. Get that soil
it really
better.
Works a lot of ways.
Yeah, it sure does.
I mean, it's nature's solution, right? The forest, that's what it does for everything, right? For disease resilience, for decomposing old waste, for feeding all the plants and animals and, you know, all different sizes. Like, that's its solution. So we can look to that kind of guide and learn how to do gardening so much better by looking to that guide.
Yeah, so. The armadillos live in the forest around my house, and they're happy to stay there. But because it's so dry, I know that's why they've moved in, because there's moisture and it's okay. Okay, Mr. Armadillo, I know you'll go back to the forest as soon as our rains start back up again.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, Nita, thanks so much for being on. Great
Thank
job
you.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we've enjoyed our show, but we will be back here in a moment.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.